Hey Eagles, welcome to the first Echo Podcast episode of the decade, and welcome back to campus. This is Ronia sitting in for Liz today. On today's episode, we're bringing you updates on both basketball teams, news about a celebration for new EMU staff and faculty, as well as dates and times for this month's wellness walk. I'm your host, Ronia Isabel Kabansug, and you're listening to the Eastern Echo Podcast. On Wednesday, the LGBT Resource Center is having a welcome back reception from 2 to 4 in room 270 of the Student Center. Attendees will help figure out the theme for this year's Pride Prom. This event is free and open to the public, but not LBC approved. For more information, contact Amy Fickenbein at 734-487-4149, or you can email lgbtrc@emish.edu. This month's edition of Wellness Wolf will take place from 4 to 6 p.m. in room 348 of McKinney Hall. This is a free event that brings therapy dogs on campus to help relieve student stress. For more information, visit EMU's Facebook page or contact Nick Pomonte at npomante@emish.edu. On January 9th, Unity Vibration Triple Goddess Tasting Room on Ecorse Road is holding an open mic session from 7 to 9 p.m. This community event is free and open to the public. EMU is welcoming new staff and faculty this semester on January 10th. The reception will be held in Strong Hall's atrium from 12:15 to 1 p.m. This event is free but not LBC approved. Faculty, staff, and lecturers are all encouraged to attend. If you are a Disney fan, you don't want to miss Disney Trivia Night at Bobcat Bonnie's on Michigan Ave. This is happening Sunday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. For this event, you have to have a team of up to 5 players, and tickets are $25 per player. Teams will be competing for a grand prize of $100 cash. For more information, you can find their Facebook event linked on our website. In sports news, EMU quarterback Mike Glass has issued an apology after being ejected from the Quick Lane Bowl game, which EMU lost 34-30. After throwing 2 punches, Glass received 2 unsportsmanlike conduct penalties. Following the game, Eastern Michigan head coach Chris Creighton stated, "He is a phenomenal kid. I love him 100%. Absolutely zero excuse for what happened. He's in tears in the locker room. He made a mistake and he is truly sorry for it. I'm embarrassed, but I love him 100%. That's not who we are." On December 27th, Glass tweeted the following statement. "It was an emotional moment near the end of the Quick Lane Bowl, and I deeply regret it. This is something I have never done before, and I can't take it back. The only thing I can do is learn from the situation. This was not the way I was raised, and I apologize for the way I behaved out there." In basketball, our men's team played Akron on the 4th and lost 69-45. The women's basketball team beat Bowling Green on the same day with a final score of 78-61. That's all we have for you today. Our team is wishing you a great first day back. Be sure to subscribe to get notified about next Monday's news briefing, and also stay tuned for the rest of our Michigan Murder series, which we'll be wrapping up throughout this month. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, we would love to hear from you at podcast@easternecho.com. From the Echo Podcast team, have a great week. This is Ronia Isabel Kabansug, signing off. The Eastern Echo Podcast is made possible by reporter Jasmine Boyd, producer Riley Barnsdale, and editor Ronia Isabel Kabansug.
This was an Eastern Echo Podcast.